Good day, Mark Liabres, and welcome to SBS.
Thank you, Roland. Thanks for having me.
Come the third quarter of this year, the inaugural four-team rugby league competition sanctioned by the Philippine National Rugby League in the Philippines will start. And that is with the confirmation of Central Luzon Crusaders. And I understand, basically, you're sponsoring this team or helping to get sponsors for this team. So why such a commitment, big commitment from you, Mark?
I guess, in long answer short, I don't think I have a choice. You know, I love the sport that much that I want to share it with my heritage, and love the opportunities that rugby league has given me. So you know, I'm hoping to give back to the Filipino people in the Philippines.
But will this make you go there every now and then?
We are planning a tour in October.
Okay.
Last time I was there with the Philippines National Rugby League was October 2013. So it's been a long time between drinks, so to speak, but I hope to go every 2 years. The way I've set out this competition or helped with this competition, it's under a two-year contract or a two-year umbrella system where nothing would change over the course of 2 years. So you can, with help with people over there and some over here in Australia, you can do stuff, or you know, you can still work at different cities around Australia and the Philippines, even New Zealand and in England. You know,
okay.
So many hands are on board, so you know, you can't just thank me for it.
But will this not be in conflict with your role as a performance analyst with Cronulla Sharks? Today is the season, you know, there's a long season ahead between now and October, so there's no conflict at all.
I don't think so, but only time will tell. With the help of other people in the Philippines National Rugby League, I've made the draw or the schedule so it's over the course of the pre-season, so before the National Rugby League season.
Yeah.
And thankfully, due to weather conditions in the Philippines, the best time to actually play an outdoor sport is between October and January.
When lucky you.
Yeah, so it is lucky. And it doesn't conflict with the rugby union over there. They play their competition between July, August, September. So it works out well. It fits with everyone's schedules. It fits with mine. But as I said, I don't know, you know, like there's a lot of work that, is required. So I'm not sure how much of my spare time during the season or in the NRL season it will take, you know. So hopefully it's not too much. And
Mark, at the same time, you're still very much involved with the Philippine National Rugby League, Philippine Tamaraw. So how much is your involvement nowadays?
It's not as much as it used to. I have been a photographer, done social media. I've done a bit of coaching, junior development. And sometimes I train with the guys before internationals being played. But that's sort of slowed down. And I've focused a lot of my energy on just getting the domestic comp for the Philippines. But I still get invited to a tour, and I enjoy the company of the boys. You know, I've made great friends, you know, with them. And it's just nice to catch up every time there's a game played in Sydney or in Queensland.
Yeah, but I understand, Mark, that most of the players you're targeting for this competition are also players of the Philippine Volcanoes or the national team of the rugby union. So there's no conflict at all?
With the Tamarails or in the domestic competition?
The domestic competition. Talking about the domestic competition.
I don't think there is a conflict. Rugby union, I can't speak for rugby union. You know,
you're giving them another choice. That's what we're saying.
Well, in the early stages of development, I think both sports have to work hand in hand. You know, they've been established for over 10 years now in the Philippines, and you know, if anything, we'd like to learn from their module and their programs. You know, to help us with our work. But in terms of athletes, you know, they take some of our rugby league players. You know, so. We both go hand in hand, and we both share different skill sets, and you know, I guess different athletes as well. So you know, a lot of those guys are playing Tamarails as well in rugby league. So but in terms of the domestic comp, it's not It's mainly local Filipinos who just enjoy and, you know, love the game of rugby league.
Yeah.
There's not many Volcanoes actually probably will play in the domestic comp, as far as I know.
Is this a proper venue to have a pool for the future players of Tamaraws? Is that what you're aiming at?
I think so. And we'll see. I was speaking to the head coach of the Tamaraws, and part of the board members, and they're willing to select I think 8 players from domestic competition we're already aware of, and be selected in the development squad, which is the Admirals 13, as early as October, because they've been playing rugby league and rugby union in the Philippines for a number of years now. Well, that's good news for us, if we can, you know, quickly breed rugby league players for the Tamaraws.
Yeah.
So,
but with your effort, are you getting support or help from your team, the Cronulla Sharks?
You know, in terms of, yes.
Yep. Are you bringing them to Philippines to promote the game, or are you planning to?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
And I've got George Knorr, who's our community manager.
Yep.
And James Shepherd, NRL assistant coach, who used to be my teacher actually in high school and coach. He's put his hand up, but we're at these early stages where we're just you know, planning our trip to October. So with further development, maybe I'll have to, you know, confirm their commitment.
Last question, Mark. I was told that there are only 3 Filos, Philippine Australians, in the rugby league competition. How does it feel being the one of the few elites being involved in the game? You know what I mean. Is it difficult, or there's lots of challenges?
To be Filipino, no.
Yes, to be a Filipino.
So. Rugby league is a sport for all people.
Yeah.
You know, and multicultural diversity isn't new.
Yeah.
And I guess rugby league is a reflection of society in general, and without sounding philosophical. So, and I don't think I face any challenges in society. So I don't face any troubles in the rugby league world. But I think I'm honoured at the same time. You know, I'm in a unique position, and have the responsibility of sort of inspiring other Filipinos to, you know, pursue their dreams.
Yeah, you carry a big load, huh?
Not consciously, but that's it's obviously in the back of my mind. You know, if I can do it, I think any Filipino can do it, you know, so.
Okay. Thanks, Mark, for your time, and good luck on your competition. Hope it goes well.
Thank you. Thank you, Ronald. Thanks for your time. And if anyone out there that wants to get involved, please contact me or the Philippines National Rugby League. We have a Facebook page, and look forward to hearing from you guys. Thank you, Ronald. Thanks for your support.
Thanks, Mark. Okay, see ya.